Gospel of John, chapter 20, and from verse 1 to verse 18. The empty tomb. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the entrance. She went running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Then Peter and the other disciple went to the tomb. The two of them were running, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and saw the linen cloths, but he did not go in. Behind him came Simon Peter, and he went straight into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the cloth which had been around Jesus' head. It was not lying with the linen cloths, but was rolled up by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. They still did not understand the scripture, which said that he must rise from death. Then the disciples went back home. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Mary stood crying outside the tomb. While she was still crying, she bent over and looked in the tomb, and saw two angels there, dressed in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and the other at the feet. "Woman, why are you crying?" they asked her. She answered, "They have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have put him." Then she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. "Woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who is it that you are looking for?" She thought he was the gardener, so she said to him, "If you took him away, sir, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and said in Hebrew, "Rabboni." This means teacher. "Do not hold on to me," Jesus told her, "because I have not yet gone back up to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them that I am returning to him who is my Father and their Father, my God and their God." So Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and related to them what he had told her. Amen.
My great aunt Berta was, well, great. She was one of four sisters, the oldest of whom lived past her 100th birthday. But Berta was special to me. She was the first person to introduce me to classic literature, and she had me memorising lines from quite a young age. From Thackeray's Vanity Fair, Come, children, let us shut up the box and the puppets, for our play is played out. From Robert Louis Stevenson's Requiem, home is the sailor home from the sea, and the hunter home from the hill. And from A Tale of Two Cities, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. But of everything she taught me, it was the Bible verses that have stood me in good stead through the years. And especially these words from Isaiah, which I've turned to all through the years, and not least in this last year. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You know, maybe it's not fashionable nowadays, but I reckon there's still a lot to be said for memorising verses of Scripture. I was about 13 or 14 when she died. I don't remember if I cried, but I know I was sad. And I remember this. It was early on an Easter day when my mum told us that Aunt Bertha had died. And having heard that news, it was straight to our local park, Rookin Glen, on the south side of Glasgow, near to where we grew up, for our church's Easter sunrise service. That was the day when for the first time it struck me that Easter was more than just an old story from another time and place. As the congregation sang Easter praise and listened to the familiar readings, I had the thought and the feeling that this is true, that Jesus is here. And then the thought of my Aunt Bertha. Isn't this the best possible day to die, when we're so caught up in the victory of life over death? I still remember her. And while I remember my own parents on special occasions such as their birthdays, it's today, on Easter Sunday, that I'm especially minded of them. Because today I rejoice that for them, death is defeated, that they rest eternal in that place prepared for them from before the beginning of time. You see, Easter is much more than theological proposition. Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled." And today, my heart is not troubled. Jesus says, "And no one shall rob you of your joy." And I'm joyful today. Jesus says that you might have life in all its fullness. And today, I am truly alive. And this too. Nothing, not even death, shall separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And today, I am caught up in that promise and held fast by the one who died and rose again and is with me even now. And if for me, then also for you. He is risen. And all of God's people said, "He is risen indeed. Hallelujah."
Thank you. This is the day the Lord has made, and this is the day when he rose again. Almighty God, we praise you that you did not leave Jesus in the tomb, but that you raised him in power and glory, that all might see and believe. And yet, there was little by way of trumpet and fanfare that first morning. It was early, and all would have been quiet, and the women would have approached the tomb with heavy hearts and in trepidation. How were they to move the stone from the entrance, and would the guards let them? But for you, Lord, all things are possible. Out of nothing, you brought the whole universe into being. You spoke, and by the power of your word, it was. And so you raised Jesus, and in that act, broke the power of sin and death forever. This good news is ours and ours to proclaim. In word and deed, empower us, we pray, to live as Easter people, as those who know newness of life, as those who know hope rather than despair, as those who know light rather than darkness, and yes, as those who know life rather than death. Yes, this is the day that you have made. Yes, this is the day when he rose again. Yes, we will rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now, go in peace, and may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, and remain with you today and forevermore. Amen.